measured by time, measured by softness. See, I don't know what factor of measurement to use to measure dirt softness. I don't know what the physicist, I can measure chicken, what is the one third of softness going to ultimately be? I don't know any measurement of it. Numbers, that's what Ramesh says. Softness. Plus, with the Kabbalish, he said that it's a third of time. Okay, as far as wholesome are concerned. As far as Mashkim are concerned, the Gemara says that he was the Gil Yatzal Letters Bow. What's Yatzal Letters Bow? Yatzal Letters Bow. Measured by time, measured by softness. See, I don't know what factor of measurement to use to measure dirt softness. I don't know what the physicist, I can measure. Chicken, what is the one third of softness going to ultimately be? I don't know any measurement of it. Numbers, that's what Ramesh says. So, plus with the Kabbalish, he says that it's a third of time. Okay, as far as wholesome are concerned. As far as Mashkim are concerned, the Gemara says that he was the Gil Yatzal Letters Bow. What's Yatzal Letters Bow? Yatzal Letters Bow means too hard to touch. What's that? It's again, it's not focused in the Metzius. How many degrees it is that's called Yatzal Letters Bow? Estimates vary from as low as 104 degrees or even lower to as high as 175 degrees. So it gives you a tremendous range of what's called Yatzal Letters Bow. In reality, probably somewhere between 120 and 150, I don't know, somewhere in that general range. Limited from a 70 degree range to a 30 degree range. It's hard to be precise, but don't forget, it's not an individual. Some people take heat, you know, you ever see your grandmother hold a cup of tea? You can't get near it, you're holding it like nothing. So it's very hard to be precise in what's called Yatzal Letters Bow. So what we do is we charge the machmir on both ends. The machmir Yatzal Letters Bow is, let's say, as low as 115 degrees approximately. And on the other end, the machmir is 160. We try to take the reality and then we extend it a few degrees each side. And we'll mach on both ends. Okay, it's interesting that the Mishnah, the person who first in the Parakir, talks about the official, the Parak, talks about Khan and Vitavsha. So that I want to point out, why Khan and Vitavsha? Why two expressions? They explained their question, as I just said a minute ago. The concept of Salah is called Tavsha, measured by Vishal. Vishal meaning cooking, right? It's measured by Rechikus, by softness. And it comes to liquids, it's measured by heat. Khan, heat. The heat factor is the critical factor. Okay. Now, the difference between solid and liquid is not only as far as what's called cooking, in terms of that solid is the lettuce bowl and liquid is the excuse me, solid is the mouth of soy, and liquid is the lettuce bowl, but it also may relate to a different matter as well. The Mishnah says about Kuk Mem Hei, it's quoted here in the Lama Tessim and Aleph on top line. Kol Shabbat B'chanan B'chanan Shabbat, Shon Ofa B'chanan B'Shabbat. Kol Shabbat B'chanan B'Shabbat, Madichan Ofa B'chanan B'Shabbat, Chutzan Aliyah HaYoshim, etc. So this is the sort of the famous principle of Ein Bishlach HaBishlach. This is it. It doesn't say in Shabbat Ein Bishlach HaBishlach. It says this Mishnah. The expression of the poskim is Ein Bishlach HaBishlach. It's Bola Chanan B'chanan Shabbat. So you may cook it up once again, easy up again on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara Mishnah doesn't say what kind of food it's talking about. The example given later on of Kuk Mem Hei happens to be a salad. This leads over the possibility that even though Ein Bishlach HaBishlach B'Dav HaYomesh, so the Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach B'Dav HaLach. It's a possibility which many of the Shonen consider. All the logic minus of the Shvar, so of course it's said now, it's Pashto. That since the definition of Bishlach as far as salt is concerned is softening. So you take chicken and you cook with the chicken. Chicken is ready to eat. You put it in the refrigerator, you got 5 days later, you put it on the fire. It's just as soft now as it was then. It's not hot. Now you're eating it. So what? Eating is not cooking as far as salt is concerned. But as far as liquid is concerned, you take it with water, soup. And you heat it up until it's very hot. Put it back in the refrigerator, put it back on the fire. What have you done? You've taken a cold thing and made it hot. So that's exactly Bishl. There's a svara to say that Ein Bishlach HaBishlach B'Dav HaYomesh, but Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach B'Lach. And this svara is supported by many Mepharshim, including the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah himself, when he talks about this business, in Siman Shin Yud Ches Siman Dalet, So Mishnah Berurah there, Siv Kot and Kot Taz, explains that when it gets cold, it's bottling out of the first Shem Bishul. When it comes to liquids, when it comes to sour, that's not true, because it all depends, going back to the original Shaira, as to what exactly the definition of Bishul. Now, this being the case, it's possible to distinguish between different kinds of liquids. Okay? Let's give you an example. Take, for example, soup. Soup, when you make chicken soup, you take the chicken, you take cold water, you put it in the pot, and you put it on the fire, and you have chicken soup. But when you cool it off, or cool it off by yourself, go to the refrigerator, so it's cold chicken soup. Cold chicken soup is different than cold water and cold soup together. You take cold water and cold soup, put it in the refrigerator, and leave it there for a day, you'll have cold water and cold soup. So water will be a little bit sour, and the chicken will be a little bit sour, but that's it. But here you have the chicken soup which you put in the refrigerator, it's chicken soup, because it's cold. Take the water down there, heat it up, and you cool it down, put it back in the refrigerator. What do you have? You have cold water, which is exactly the same as the water which is the tap water. If one can possibly distinguish the svara between water and soup, and say that although the post will say, Yesh Mishalach HaBishul without a lot, and Mishonim Ol, maybe they're only talking about water, and they're not talking about soup. So that's a possibility. Who said so? Prima Gadam. Prima Gadam suggests this svara. In the very beginning of Siman Reish Ben Daled, the Aisha of Abraham says about Malach. Says the following. Reish Ben Daled, Sivkot Malach. He says, Mevur lach tzon yesh lo bish lach habish. The Yavish ain't lo bish lach habish. Mal lach, mal Yavish. Alright? What's called lach and what's called Yavish. We're referring here. Dach the mayim v'yayim v'shevet. Ain't a ace for the Lahakshir Koka, the Nahal Kai Ganke, the Abish Ruakimu, the Koshin is not in position. You're not changing anything, you're not mixing any ingredients, you're just heating it up. You're taking the wine or the water or the tea. Mashank is a Shuman Abbas and all of us, a soup. The Yashalam of Kim and the Bishop, Sue Akhistane, Ango Bishop. But even the Machmir would be more there. The English revelation is the case. Ella says, Yishtimet HaPosk HaMashna, Kol Shulchol of Allah, Yesh Kol Bishulach HaBishul Minestani. No, he says, very nice story, he says, he likes it very much, but the Poskim don't say like that, so leaves it at that. Yes?
Would that be assuming that the
Shir
would be
rather than the Sinai,
and that, yes,
good question. According to Prima Gadol, the Shir Bishul as far as chicken soup was concerned. Good question. Would the Shir Bishul be Yad to let it throw, or the Shia Bish will be Machal Ben Musa?
Is there any challenge
going to
Machal Ben
Musa?
I mean, the water,
I mean,
even when you
cast out
the chicken soup, the water is
drinkable.
I think
it
says
the word
there.
I mean, I think it's a chicken soup. Ben Musa wasn't chicken soup at all. They had no time for chicken soup. Ben Musa was a rob. They don't bet Musa was. It was a rob, a thief, Jesse James. He had a rob. So, you think Jesse James had chicken soup? Speak to the experts. Doubt it. The Paschal chickens. No, I don't know. It's not clear. It's a little unclear.
And it makes sense that
when you're not going to be a wheel piece, when you're going to be a should come out, the Shia should be Mahomet Rousseau. Possibly. Okay, but either anyway, he said the scheme of the Paschal was not Mashal that way. So he sort of drops it. How do we pass it now? Loch up? So the Machaber Pas is Yesh Bishulach HaBishul B'Dabalah. It's found over here in the Shimon Shiri Ches, Sif Dalet. The Machaber is unequivocal. He says, Tash and Tashat Al-Sarba, Yesh Kod Hashem Bishul in its time. The Hani Hili is Yesh Bishulach HaBishul, the Tash is Yesh Kod Mala. Alright, so he's got some claw. Yesh Bishulach HaBishul. Where's the Rishonim? Where's it? We didn't find it in the Gemara. We could roll this Gemara. Where are Rishonim will say, Yesh Bishulach HaBishul B'dav Allah? Where does it come from? So actually it comes, really comes ultimately from the Rashi. But the discussion
is most clearly seen in the Rosh. The Rosh over here discusses the Indian.
What's the
Rosh? The Rosh. Rosh and Lamadala. But the Rosh closer over here in Perak Yura and Simin Yudin and Allah. It's all based on the Gemara. The Gemara of Lamadala says that there's a question of Hatzmona, which I don't have time to go into right now. But the Gemara says that Hatzmona is also because it's Zera Shemi Artia. What does Shemi Artia mean? So the Gemara says, you know, you want to put the Hatzmona in the food which is fully cooked. What is Shemi Artia? What's Shemi Artia? So some of you say Shemi Artia means you may stoke the coals. Stoke the coals is a Mavir. However, Rashi said, look over here, the Rosh Simon, Paragimel Simon Yudal, at the very beginning. Rashi Kiris Yael, Zema Shem Yatia, Kedera Shem Tzanara, Shayir Talat Mina, Vyartikana Vekil of Ur, Vinimsa Mevasha Vishabes. So Rashi comes in the moment of Lamadal, not to be a Shashan Yichaka with a column and it's still the cold, rather Shashan Akhir Shem Yavasha. Why Yavasha? Lamadnu, said the Rashi in the fifth line, Shaf the Tav Shem Yavasha Vatane, Shayat Vibishu, Kevan Shayesh from Mashke. I have heard, I mean, it calls Shabbat Chama Lefnei HaShabbat, Shorno to Chama Lefnei HaShabbat, that's the Mishnah which I just quoted before. Haimu Gavu Yavash. You go and find a gold or do any other. The Kaman Tarek Chavas, I mentioned earlier. And Kufa made the example which is given is the Salad. And he tried to bring a riot to Rashi against Rashi, etc., etc. Seems to basically agree with Rashi. So the Rosh and Rashi both seem to hold that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal the Dovah Lach. Who disagrees? Who will they be Shlach HaBishu with Ovala? That's what the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. He never mentioned it. Such a Kiddush din, you have to say. If you just so say, ain't be Shlach HaBishu, period, it seems to indicate that ain't be Shlach HaBishu no matter what kind of food it is, whether it's sour or liquid. Who else holds that way? So the Bihalapa takes off a few poskim from all that way as well. He mentions, for example, the Ran, and the Nefnem and Beis, and the Rashbor, the Nefnem and Zainem and Beis, who both say the same thing, that Ein Bishlach HaBishu even the double up. So the Machlok is supposed to, the Mechaber is Machmir, Mechaber is truly Machmir. What about the Ramor? So Ramor says nothing. Ramor says nothing over here. But later on, in Sif Tezvav, Ramor makes his point loud and clear. And he makes a show. It was what kind of show? Here's a good question. So Ramon says, V'yesh mikir loma de kol shein osno agabi ha'esh or akira for the other problems. Mamash rak samako ha'filu de tzanein mutem. That the post was saying that ein bishlach ha'bishu de double lap. Mr. Burr points out it's important to study Zion. Polig ha'machabe de tzvila de dafka tzu v'yobish av de double lap shein study yesh bishlach ha'bishu. That's the machabe. The day is us tzvila Then Bishlam Abishal Bukhal Gavin, Rafir and Tanam Gavin. No matter what, this is the Ramor Shiva. But Ramor Shiva makes it sure. The Nog with a Hawker was in loan and Tanam Gavin. The mitigant to be made with Ain Bishlam Abishal with a lot, unless it was fully cooled off. When it's fully cooled off, it reached room temperature. So, question, what kind of sure is this? A stop sure? I mean, even hold the issue. How do you have a kind of business? You gotta take a stand here. Either Yesh Bishlach HaBishu B'Lach, like Rashi, and like the Rosh, in which case one to dip beneath the threshold, which is what? Yatza Letizbo, which is say a Chayim and a Torah, if you read it. Or any Bishlach HaBishu B'Lach. You can take it, make it cold, and put it out, and make it hot again. What kind of story is this? This is the question which the Achronim discuss. And the consensus of the vast majority of the Poskim is that the Ramah is just what we call the Chumar V'Yom. Basically, the Ramah Paskins, Ein Bishlach HaBishu is the double lock. That's Shita's Rovi Shonim. However, the Ramah said that they don't want to make such a tremendous cooler. So he said that if it's the Stan Al-Gali, it will be Machmir. It was all a Chumar. And said that you shouldn't take something cold and heat it up. It just looks like too much of a cooler. Looks like Bishu, or you might confuse it with Bishu. But it's a Chumar B'Yam of the Ramah. It's not a Hakura, Mika, Rabin. It's a Chumar B'Yam. This is said by the Chazanish explicitly, from the Yama, and Moshe Feinstein held the same way, quoted in Shimon Ida says in the Shabbos, that this was the Chumah Yama, the Ramah's Svar. But equally, the Ramah Paskins, that This is the there's a psak on the Ramal if you roll my post. Yeah, what's the svara?
But he still hasn't
gone into
eternity yet, so the
effects
of the
Bishop. Correct. That's the positive svara. So the Rav said so. The Rav said he thinks that Ramal is maybe Shalom and Mizrach. Based on what we said earlier, he said that why is it then that if the food is liquid is heated and it's cooled down, it's reheated, that it's chayim. So the Mishnah Berurah explained, the kevin should it's not bubble the man of Yeshua Harisha, the flush of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Rav said, if it's room temperature below the bubble man of Yeshua Harisha, it would have been the same temperature had it never been cooked, room temperature, 68 degrees. But if it would be 85 degrees, had it never been cooked, it wouldn't be 85, it would be 68, now it's 85. So what do you mean bubble man of Yeshua Harisha? Not true. The effect of the first bishul is still being felt. So therefore one can argue that if it's 85 degrees and you revash with it, that's what you read. If it's 68 degrees and you revash with it, it's the rest. That's what a Rav said shot in the Ramon. If you look at the Makoros and the Ramon himself, it does not match that way. It sounds like more like the Rav apostle. Sure. Of course the Rav should be shot. I mean, as soon as the Ramon is saying, you can say one could say on his own. That's a logical possibility. That the walls haven't cooled up completely, the effect of the first bishul is still there. And therefore we say that yesh bishul acha bishul. Of course, if one were to say this way, there's a question of the effect of the bishul. One could argue that the distinction could be drawn between water and other liquids, as we mentioned earlier. Except now you can draw it in the other direction. The prima garden was gone according to the man diyama, the machadah. Well, James Bishop Abba Bishop with the Allah, I said, well, maybe it's only not here when it comes to water and wine and oil. Those are the cases in the Gemara. But as far as other Mashkim are concerned, maybe the Makkah itself is making. Now, we're going to argue the reverse. Maybe the Ramah is only making and says his Bishop is compromised. James Bishop Abba Bishop with the Allah only by soup. Maybe when it comes to water, we should argue and say that it's worse, and then even the Rambam would agree that the Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. Who suggests this? It's the Egle Tau. Egle Tau suggests this. And people always say the Egle Tau holds this way. So they didn't look at the Hashmata. Can I say it? It's one of those asterisks right there. There's an asterisk that says look at the back. In the back, he backs out. And the Tau is talking about through the riots. If you look at Hashmata, the Egel backs out and actually paskins like the conventional pasuk. There's no distinction, the Maaser, between water and other liquid. So we paskin on the Maaser. People move around things on the air. They take fruit and it's cooled off a little bit and move it back, and that's how these are these things. Because they assume, when it comes to all Hashmata, even including water, that the day-to-day vision of official bit of a lot. You ask why. Makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense. Putting water on the drinks. Because water, as I mentioned at the beginning, the prima donna's killer just probably moved up with that. In other words, he said if you have a father, now saying if you're a mother, a mother only make it only by soup. But by water, you do not. Huh? So, what would the logic be? That after all, Bapa Lena Shem Yeshua Harisha. It's a very fantastic spot. It's a wonder. Why we shouldn't distinguish in that way? How can you say that ain't Bishul Acha Bishul B'Mayim? You tell me you deny the svara of Bapa Lena Shem Yeshua Harisha, and you say that the cloud, ain't Bishul Acha Bishul period, Kok Malayava, that's impossible. Was impossible. The Mepharshim already point out, like we found himself, the Gemara made in the seventh cleric, I in Dal of the Days, talks about someone who's Matikas Amatikas, who's melting down metal, Chayim Yishu Mabashim, who's softening it. If you didn't know Yishu Mabashim, food, anything which is soft is Chayim Yishu Mabashim. So the Mepharshim point out, what do you mean? How do you make metal? How do you make it in the first place? You take all kinds of materials, you melt it down, and you harden it, it becomes metal. Then you melt it down again. Because again you have either Chayim Yishu Mabashim. So what's the answer? It's both the metal Yishu Mabashim. Melted, it got hot, it got hard again, it got cooled off. That's again metal. So you melt it again, you melt it again, you melt it again. You chayim Yishu every time.
Maybe not. Maybe no. I don't know. I didn't see the Pasuk discuss it. But Pasuk Shad is that in the average case of Matik and Tamatis, the reason why you didn't know you hadn't heard it cooked before, because both of them had initial reason. You can't, I never agreed to this. It's a Gemara. Therefore, the Svara both of them had initial reason is a Svara fully out. So the question now going to become, what are those who hold that Ein Hishlach HaMishlach HaFilu B'mayim? If you're like the law, you can argue, well, the water's still above the temperature and below. But let's, but there is a day, and there was one trickle, there is one day in the Ramah, it was Ein Hishlach HaMishlach HaFilu B'mayim. Wow. And second of all, according to Rova Polskim, even according to the middle compromise, it's just a Chumim Abraham. We also need Ikir Adin in a Torah, even Rabbon and Ikir Adin. It's Ein Hishlach HaMishlach HaFilu B'mayim. So what's the first? I don't know. The Akhorn suggests that it kills the germs. So it suggests. If you heat up water, it kills the germs. If you boil water, it's certainly true. Boiling water certainly kills germs. Even less than boiling, I mean, it's not true.
Well,
what?
What?
Yeah,
it's maybe worse than you.
It's worse?
Yeah, it's like more.
I'm on this
one. What is the word?
The bottom line is the stomach effect of the previous cooking on the water. So then, okay, the water germs, okay. Whatever the effect will be, it's an afternina. The aquarium will go on up to date with your latest medical facts. Think that it kills germs, think it increases germs, whatever you want to say. Has some effect. Boiled water is different than unboiled water. Hey, if you want to go self-boiled water. I remember there were always probably self-boiled water in certain places. I thought it was supposed to be terrible.
It's just heated up.
You
just heat it. Remember,
well, how hot does it be? If it's pasteurized, it'll be. How hot is pasteurization? No, absolutely not. No. 160. 160 degrees is pasteurization. Something like 160 something. Right, so that's a question, what's that for lattice code? So you get it's a little tricky. Anyway, that's the only thing, effect that I can think of, which Jeff Onus said, that it's had upon water when it's cooked. It's a scientific kind of effect. I mean, you can't see the difference, can you? You can't even taste the difference. You take water, boil it, put it in the refrigerator, and when you go to sleep at night and you drink the water, you drink that water, how can all the difference? As opposed to water taken from the tap. Correct? So you have to say something. You can't say it's verbal and about. You cannot argue it's verbal of Mizbat and Yeshua. That's the right from my parents.
Aren't they those that
are caught
between
Krishna
and
Alkin
and
Krishna
and
Alkin? And say what? I don't know. Well, they say like this. They say, oh, we pass that there's no din of Mizbat and Yeshua. Even if there's no such verb, Chokhlo Yahweh, Mishlach and Yeshua, foods. And metal is different. One could argue that way. Water potatoes, yeah?
What happens before though, if you are on the boil some water and you sit down on the table for 8 hours and now it's cool up and it's almost over, come back to care. So, I mean,
should you run it? I don't know. There's some effect it will have. More germs, less germs, some difference or other. I thought maybe somebody would have an idea. What's the difference between water and coke or not coke? Don't know? I'm here. This is the... Huh? Whatever. You ask the scientists, I'll tell you. Good. In the Ramah of Amayit, we pass it like we show the Ramah that Ain Mishlach HaBishul with Abu La, etc. It's the sound of the Gamma that we pass in the Yesh Mishlach HaBishul. The Chumar B'Yama. My last community is only Chumar B'Yama. I'll give you enough community. Let's say, for example, you're having tea on Friday night. Have the tea. And the tea is delicious. So you have some more tea. That's fine. So now you pour a second cup of tea. But you know that when you have your first cup of tea, no matter how delicious, and no matter how much you advertise, good to the last drop, that's just left out, there's another drop left in the bottom. So well, the question is now, may you pour the hot water from the tea kettle, from the water, onto the few drops of tea in the bottom. That's the question. Now we're going to see later, we pass him in theory is Levasha, pouring from half and Levishan is Levasha. So the horror, if you hold that the Eish Bishul Acha Bishul, the double laugh, but it's done in the Gande and a few drops of tea in very short order reach room temperature, it's very cold all around. So then you can't do it. You can't do it. Yeah, but it's still laugh.
But Kobe Bugandi, okay, but he says the Stimus Apostle was against him, so he doesn't do the Pastor of Ramasa either. So the issue is problem. As a matter of fact, in Shimon Ida quotes in the Sefer, that in Maestro Sherbet Meir Baum, Kobe was a form of the this exact story where a guy boiling hot water over the few drops of tea. And Baum asking that the tea is also to drink, and it's muksa, it's all these, okay, movement, you can't touch it, you can't drink it. Why? Because the guy from Vassal Shaks, he cooked the drop. I, Rabban, said, it's better to say it's possible. No. It's done with Shesham Atir. I feel the other blah, blah. That's what they have to shout. And once you say that, it's really smooth. It's also about people who can't move it. That's what he writes in the say. What can I tell you? But the mice, roll up post came on Megan. You're allowed to go to Hasil. Why? They said the following story. The Ramah is only from the Alma. That's the critical thing. What's Ramah saying? The Ramah is a real thing. The Rabban is right. But the Ramah is the Chumar B'Alma, as we said earlier, it's machmir, it shouldn't do something that looks like cooking. So the Achron say, that's only if you're taking a significant amount of double lock and then you're eating. Then you say, it's from the Vashal, it looks like this leads official, it causes it. You have to die with machmir. But a few tiny little drops, they never said it's Chumar B'Alma. This is the psak of the Chamanish. Moshe is known to this way also, Ramah. And from his own herb, but knows that way a little bit by well. Yes.
You don't say that it's blood that a few drops of blood. In other words, if you have just washed, which has
not boiled. Oh, forget about that. That's also for sure. That's for sure now, though. You take it and say you wash it, you say you wash the cup. You wash the cup. And then you're going to serve someone else or the same person some more tea. That's no good unless you dry the cup out very carefully. Because there, the water is cold. I have never been cooked. So there was mamash in case of Yerub B'Vashel, the tea wasn't, and we do, as you know the Rashi in the Bayan Balad, Chatzis Shiyotzim in the Torah for the Jewish Shabbos. So it's a real shara, A, of Bishul Baraisa, and B, you might even ask for the whole cup. What's the
name? Possibly,
yeah.
Can
be other
name of, I think it
would
be the name of
the Rashi. On what ground? Take a Chatzila B'Di Evin. The Chatzila, you know, Chatzila, to do it, the B'Di Evin to drink it. Ha! I'm like, what's the svar? There is one possible svar. I can tell you one possible svar. You pour in directly. You pour in directly, that's what it meant. You pour along the side of the cup, so it's called Iru Shadistika Kilua.
No,
well, that's all one stream. So it was, I can pour anything out. But, soon as it drops from the bottom. Let's say it drops, very often it drops from fall to the bottom, so I'm just trying to make a shot in this psalm. The Mishnah was made, but he was in the Shadistika Kiluah. With the Shadistika Kiluah, rather. So that's maybe what they meant. But otherwise, I don't see what the heck is. The leaf bottle. I don't know what the leaves. You take one drop. Are you going to take one drop of cold water and pour it into a kettle?
You shake up the
containers.
They are always cold water.
But if you do it, that pie is still warm. The pie is still warm. You just keep doing it very short order, the pie is still warm. You leave a little bit on the bottom, and it should be still warm if you do it. Second place. Very good. Well, you have to acknowledge. Not so terrible. That's the first case. Because it had been having this problem. The water on the bottom, it wasn't that water problem. For the first 4 minutes, when I peek at it, the water on my ship was a little bit scared. All right. Now, this principle of English law provision. Okay, listen very carefully. Ain't this Rav Abisha, right? Now, we also said before, when it comes to salads, the dinners, the Ma'akam and Soy is called the Vushal. Right, so Gemara, not only, nowhere there are Shabbos information. The Gemara of Menachos. If I look for the Ulay, it's not a part of this perception. What Ma'akam and Soy is now, though, right? It's found in Nafli Tess, it's found in Nafli Amidvot. But it's never said the Tess. If you cook something in the Ma'akam and Soy, you're chai. As a matter of fact, the kind of the pure has nothing to do with it at all. But Shasha Gahada Bikachal is unrelated, entirely, to the Easter of Rishwa Bade, the Pshutta. But the Gemara knows. And the Gemara from Zion had said that the guy cooks the Gemara Bedu Soy, he's Chayim. Now, it raises the following question. I cook a food on Friday, Gemara Bedu Soy. Comes down Shabbos, and I cook it up completely. What's the difference? That's correct. So if you're in doubt, guess my book. Correct? Book or something. So the Mechada tells the Chumah like the Rambam. The Mechada says that, and I've seen it again, it's in doubt. From the Lord of Spashka called Tzorko, I feel the Spashka Macha Ben Yisoy, Shaya for Bishul, I feel the Lord of Asaya. Comes the Yalok and says, came with us a Rambam, and he says, I used to wonder, how could it be? Avsak ha-mechavash v'shosu v'nas ha-rambam. V'lo ha-bi v'shonu v'choltan ha-zeh. Ha-rambam, v'rabeni yonu v'rashbo, v'rashbo, v'rangam iri. All say that once you reach Machal ben Dusoi, ain't the vishu. So the Bialoka says he's wondering why the mechavash v'shosu v'nas ha-rambam against everybody else. Says, then he found out later, that's Chapella. So other v'shonu will also be with the Rambam. And he quotes you, the Ruan, the Yvonne, and then a whole bunch of quotes of himself. It's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Yeah.
Yeah, Shia is Machlokes
Rishonim. Shia? What's the problem?
It's already Machlokes Rishonim.
Yeah.
And
we're going to be in Machlokes Rishonim. Yes, so? Yes, we're going to smile at the question. How do you leave the light on the Shabbos? That's the answer. You were acting on the four Shabbos. So what happens on Shabbos is something else. Because you're totally fasting. These two melacha on Shabbos. So Nina Nikira, if you take absolute cold water and put it on the fire 1 minute before Shabbos, no problem. That's happens by itself. Except for all the problems with Shemin Kata, we discussed those. Okay? There's a big map world with Harishon. Now let me answer the following question. Would there be an analogous machlokes as far as liquids are concerned? Can you envision any analogous machlokes as far as liquids are concerned? If so, what would it be? Yeah?
Let's say you
to cook up food in the Tzachon Kol Tzarko or before Shabbos. What about as far as liquids are concerned? You may take water, which is very hot, but it's not boiling, and make it boil on Shabbos. What's the difference? We are up on the ice now. You take water. On Friday afternoon, there is enough time to boil it. So you made it very hot, reached 200 degrees. Okay? Now, for some reason, you want to boil it on Shabbos afternoon, give it a little nudge in the glass, put it right on top of the fire. And it's going to start steaming. Never seen before, never. And Shabbos has been steamed. So very often out of his teacup and his whistles. So you hear a little hissing sound, it's just about, it's going to boil soon, not boiling yet. So say on Friday afternoon, you hear the whistle, and you pull it off. So it never quite reached boiling. It was 200 degrees. Now on Shabbos, you need boiling water. Say if someone got hurt, or sterilized or something, you need really boiling water. Alright? So you move it onto the block, and you hear the whistle, it's really the whistling loud. Really boiling. Did you do anything wrong or not? Yeah? I'm assuming like there are more. I'm assuming I'm like there are more. The English love a visual belong, but it's...
Sorry, between
let's talk about mine. That's the worst case. Mine, water. The water reached 200 degrees before Shabbos. Never was reached boiling. May I boil it on Shabbos? In an analogous case of salad, we reached this box of Malcolm Ben Soy. With it not fully cooked, and I want to cook it fully on Shabbos, and not allowed. Correct? What about liquids? What's it been?
The way we find it, it seems like time
of the Spanish version is not ready. Correct? That's how we pass it. How long? So once it's reached Yatzel, let us go. you're permitted to move it in a way on Shabbat as we reach work. Why? What's the svar? Svar like this. That when it comes to solids, so true is the spot of the spot of the mark of the soil. At the minimum shear condition. The minimum shear. But it's also a greater shear called sorghum. So it goes from one to the other, it's not allowed. When it comes to liquid, the shear is chimum. Chimum is after lettuce. So once you just lettuce go, finished. There's nothing more you can do to it. It gets hotter, 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 hotter. Who cares? It doesn't have any halakhic significance for the extra heat. But the minimum shear called sorghum has significance. It should change it. That's how we pass on our law. Well, according to the Ramah, even if the stand as long as it's above room temperature, it's okay. And according to the other day in the Ramah, even if we should put it in the refrigerator, it's okay. That's the question which we had discussed previously. The Chiddush Iran happens all exactly the reverse. Deals exactly the reverse. That comes to liquid solid and pass the ain't bishul of a bishul. Excuse me. Ain't bishul the shaviyah the mapa that you saw. When it comes to liquid, you pass with the yuva. But if it hasn't been reached boiling, then you know you can put it up the food left to boil on Shabbos. Exactly the opposite svar of what you just said. We pass like your svar. Your svar is said by the Beis Yosef. Right. That's what we pass. But the Chiddush Iran is exactly the reverse. The Shvisa Shabbos talks about this question. The Shvisa Shabbos, I don't know if you know about the Sefer. One of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, turn of the century, there was a friend, about a Shvisa Pesach Frank, wrote on every page. He was a big Thomas Hall. What's the svar for the Iraq? Tell him. According to the Iraq, it's exactly against the logic. But Mukhar said like this one to the Iraq. The Iraq holds that any bishul of a bishul. So once food is reached mapa bishul, sorry, the bishul. So any bishul of a bishul. I am reaching it now to the bishul of Tarka. So why any bishul of a bishul? I reach the food, reach the water, which is the atzalezka. And then I cook it fully, it goes boiling. The ranapas is a bit kiddish. That although the liquid is, the content is usually chimum, apparently you know that the content of bishul exists by liquid too. What's the kind of bishul by water? Boiling. What we've called boiling, right? Boiling bishul, I translate bishul boiling. Cooking water, if you say in English, would be 212. So apparently, the chiddush. If I have salt in the form of bishul, I want mama, but you saw it, nobody can bishul, finish, nothing more you can do. It comes to water, which reaches the athletic, it's called chumam, the pot, but not the spasha. I reach 212, it's called bishul. That's what he holds. He said, that's yoke, that's going to pass that way. But, yeah. So they assume that that's called Napa, that's called that's weather though. All right. I can measure it. All right. That's great. I can measure it. All right. Kimmel. Okay. All right, fine. So another question is stuff by the Pesach in the Halacha. What if we have meat? This is like a lot more nice. You have meat and a little bit of gravy. Very common. You want to heat it up on Shabbos, so we got to let us know. So as far as the meat, the chicken is concerned, it's fine. And bishbam and bishbam are roasted out of the oven. But I know gravy is there. Gravy is liquid. And then you could lay gravy up, so maybe or maybe not. Yeah? According to the Rosh, I agree with you. According to the Rosh, it's absolutely awesome. Because the Rosh holds the H. Bishbam and Bishbam and Bishbam. If you don't like the Machab or the H. Bishbam and Bishbam and Bishbam, so forget it. Even one drop is no good.
This
right. Would
be just a little bit worse than the
teeth and the form of the teeth. But if you all like that, I'm wrong. What makes this common wrong? What should it then be? So David said it very succinctly. It should be a little bit worse than the form of the teeth problem. Why a little bit worse? Because in that case, it's just a few drops you don't really care about. Here, when it comes to the meat with the gravy, you like the gravy a little bit. So it should be a lot worse. So if she gets a flag in the same, it talks a little about the path of the Bittul Barov and Hilchos Shabbos. It's not very long this discussion. Say it's great, it's Bittul Barov. The Kiddush. Pasha tried it, it shouldn't say Bittul Barov, and it should be Mach, or the Chatkila. Yeah. Pasha said it should be Mach, or the Chatkila, not to do it. That's where Moshe passes. It shouldn't do it. Shasat Chagoro is the remake. I guess on the ground that Soli Chuba Bialma, so the Chuba say, well, you're going to the head to cook up liquid. You go to cook salad, the salad has a little bit of gravy, and it's difficult to pour it off. So perhaps in this case, the Rav Moshe Chuba never was stated. Yeah.
What if you have put in meat, has some liquid in it, but it's not, it's not gravy.
Like, I'll tell you, see, everything in the world is liquid.
Right, so there should be no problem.
So we ask a good question. You have meat, every meat is liquid. Every, you take a dry piece of meat, it's also liquid. When you cook it, some of it will pull the mohel, so if they pull it, the juice is going to come out. And that's going to get heated up. Talking about liquid, the Chor Moshe Pshat, if Yesh Mishlach Abishal is with liquid, so this is liquid. Okay. Good question. Is the Shaya meat you can draw without it? It doesn't have any juice? I'm not asking you. Is any chicken here? No. If you take chicken, you have no juice, is it? Huh? No. Huh? Water juice too? If you take chicken, cold chicken in the refrigerator, and you heat it up for an hour, would there be any liquid in it? None. Maybe the Makabi don't talk about chicken. Meat, payol, almost a most thing will be some liquid on it. Some of the juices. Yeah, dry. So the answer is probably based on the Makabi later on. The Makabi later on discusses the question, finishing his test, Siv Tezayim. It says, Mutalitain in Panda. כנגד הראש במקום שהיה תולדת, אף על פי שהשומן שבו שנקרש חוזר בנימו. You take a salad which has gelled items in it, which are right now solid, and then later on they're going to become liquids, they become hot liquids. So Mishnah Berurah explains how can it be. So the Rav Chava Paskes, יש מישהו אף אבישו בדוב עולה, מי גאו הדין? מי גאו הדין? He says, the Mishnah Berurah is cut and cooked, he says, הטעם של מוזר דקיימת של יובש, אף כנצטן על השם פי מישהו, ביאב על פי שהשומן חוזר לנימוח, מקום מקום בקרי יובש, קיימת שבשור שנוסנו לחלנו, לא עודים לך עדיין. So you follow the situation here and now. Right now, I put on the fire, it's solid. Even if it's going to subsequently melt and then become heated, it's put there anyway. Someone asked me about ice cubes. It's like, if you want hot water, very simple, right? Take an ice cube. Take an ice cube and put it on top of it. What? So what? No, it's like to take water, cook water, make it into ice. Yeah? Simple solution.
You don't need
a poor German, I'll hit him. Double whammy, all sides. So I think that's ridiculous, but I just instinctively I think it's wrong. I'm actually exactly sure why. But Shlomo Zalman says in his quote in Shmir Shabbos and Chazal, he thinks that ice, even when it's frozen, has a bit of a mashma. This is based on Hilchos Tumah Letaharah, so I'm not an expert in Hilchos Tumah Letaharah. You can look it up. He discussed it in the chapter that talks about making ice cubes on Shabbos and melting them. There's a long argument against the Shabbina Rav upon the Rav. And this is there's a whole area of the system of the tower. Not an expert in that area. So he seems to say that ice would be considered solid, which means it's in a liquid, even if it's a solid state.
For example, gel soup.
Right, so yes, a gel soup, right. Kamala Kodri says, what? That's what he seems to be saying. How can it be? So Shmuel Zalman makes a whole new story out of this machab. He's the only solid here and now. There's a book called Kolot Amar Beganim Hashmal. It's a book about electricity, which has all kinds of different shilas. But if you follow the here and now, right now is the way it is. Later on, it's going to happen. It's not my problem. It's going to happen later on, it's going to develop later on. It's not my problem. Right now, it depends on the situation right now. I don't mean you take water, you put it on the fire, it can take an hour to cook. That doesn't matter, because right now it's liquid. If it's solid now, it will become liquid. So we treat it as a salad. It is a very nice svara. The problem seems to be against the Gemara. Or at least against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Which Rambam? for whatever reason. What am I for? He's the Nakaya for what? For the hardening. But the hardening is, it took place as an object which I didn't throw in. It's a different kind of an object. It's somewhat analogous to this question. The great power raises the question against the Makabe. Right? How can you say that a person can take a salad and throw it, which is going to later on melt and then become heated up and put it in a fire and stuff? Visual after visual, the double lap. I tell you right now, it's solid, but so what? You know it's going to become a little later. Should we not the Rambam by taking a peg, which is going to become soft, and become a little later on, the kind of hardening? It's a good cash. I mean, I don't know any way out of it, cash. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Rambam is against all the other possible. But still, you don't have to be against the Rambam. You don't have to. You can still have to find a way to end.
Shin Beis, he says,
quote from the Rabbi Lezer admits, Rabbi Lezer admits holds, that Yesh Bishal Akar Afir Tzluya, Kedaminim et Tzachim Lem Aleph, Slov Akar Fish Lo Chayim. Amal Yesh Bishal Akar Afir. He quotes, no, Mir Rabbi Akar Kulam Nilsi, to the Perak, Hetzah, and the Borokim, Maisel, and for the same Gemara from the Kram Pesach, Umasi, Yaka, the Matzah. But in reality, it would be that the name is Lachar Afir. The argument of Shat and Gemara in Pesachim, whether the Maskal about the Pesachim or the Brachas, a long question which is, we spoke about it, Brachas spoke about it a little bit, not really for now. How do we pass on this? The Hidden Machama Paskins, like the Rezmi Mitz Lachumr, the Yesh Bishol, Acharati, Ishbish Acharati. The question is like this. Two questions are raised. Both are discussed by the Mishnah Berurah on the spot, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bihalah. One is, what are we to do? Bishal Acharati Acharati. Bishal Acharati Acharati. So the previous got him on the spot. Prove that it's 100% mutter. How does he prove it? Because the whole lie of Rabbi Lezer made in the Gemara in Tzachim, and if you look there in the Gemara, it proves that the original Shem is never lost. In other words, Bishul Akar Afir, Shem Afir, right? But the Shem Bishul lost, it's the right proof from the Gemara, but not, the original Shem is also there. If you look at the Gemara, you'll see. The Melech, you do Bishul Akar Afir Akar Bishul, you're part of the Shem Bishul is still there. And the Bialaka quotes it over here. Prima Gadam, Hebrew, Yitzchak, and Aleph, on the spot of Shem Bishal Avisha. Behold, he said, the Bishal Shor, the Pana Bishaks. Pana Moshe Tzliach HaBishal. Etc, etc, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's wrong. It's wrong. Look at this, why they're wrong. The Nei, the Bukha Hashem, on the spot of Shem Avisha. Yeah? Harei Shem HaShem Yivavad HaKayim. The Shafi Yishlom at the Mikri Yad HaBishal HaKli. What's that? You do, what happened? What do you mean? You had a bishop, then you had a sleep, then you look at a bishop. So if you regard your prophet, then the shame bishop was never taught. So if you were saying a prayer, why? Well, that's what it was shame to leave it. So why? What are you talking about? But the shame bishop was there too. What are you talking about? Yeah. What?
We're just having a English rock position. You have to do a double bushel and you cook it. You're not doing it. Double bushel. Not double. Yeah, that is double bushel. And you're okay. So it's got a double bushel.
So now you take it to the top of the bushel and you take it to the top of the bushel. Take chicken which you cook, and then you put it on a fire to heat it up on Shabbos. In the black, whatever, the lot of chicken you use to avoid it, so Shia itself. Yes, it's a gum. Sliach HaBishl. Because it was cooked originally in water. Now you put it on the fire to heat up, but Sliach is Sliach HaBishl. It's kash. There's no text. It's the worst kash. Beyond the Shia Christ, it says what? It's our king. It's our king. No text. So I can compare it to both questions of one over here. We say over here, Afia Habish Labishach Arafia, we don't mean it's a lumbus. We go with lumbus, you'd be stuck in both of these kashas. I don't think there's any answer to either kasha. We say Bishach Arafia, we're basically going in with the Mitzvahs. But Mitzvahs is a clever sort of thing. Mitzvahs are changing it. It was a, right now, the cooked food, you make it into a baked food, a baked food into a cooked food. And the male, you'll be stuck in the mouth, you'll have a shabish. Now, therefore, I can maintain the following. The Rebbe has been told that the nature of the Israel of Bishlach or Akira Hatzli is that you're changing the taste of the food. You have a food which is solid, you make it into Lushma, for carrots. And then like this, if it's Bishlach Hatzli Akabishl, who cares the shame Bishl is this? It's not a love that is not, that if Sli Akabishl or Bishlach Hatzli, so the male, the shame Bishl is still around, so the male is puzzled. No, then the Prima Gadam is right. Right, true. The Shem Bishul is still around. The Shem Bishul is still around. So it's Bishul Acha Bishul. Not changing the Shem. Not adding a new Shem to the Ocho. Not talking about Shemus over here. No longer so here. Well, how it tastes. You cooked it and then you roasted it. The taste grows. The roast meat now. And then when you convert it back to cooked meat, you're chayav shabishul. That's the pshat. The arranged rye is just like that. It seems like a murder. Two different shades, two different minyanim. Bishul aparati. And that's the mission's worst kasha too. You take cooked pot roast, a cooked chicken, which is boiled in water, soup chicken, and you put it in the fire to heat up. It's not going to taste like roast chicken. Halavai. Halavai. Now my kids don't like soup chicken. They don't like roast chicken. So for my wife, take it with soup chicken and put it in the fire. But the Mishnah Berurah said it's called sleep. It's not called roast chicken. Well, you think I'll fall for it. I doubt it. I wish they would. But the man, there's no change. So keep saying, love is called flea up your thing. Doesn't matter. And I want to add one more thing. Could be the Uranus of Shitasa. I mentioned before my focus, rather than a little post game, as to what if I give you a food which is machabed with soy, and you cook it close up, I tie the pot. What's that machabed? You never take that machabed. I think the machabed is exactly this. His plain dish, lachabishal, is what? Raw post mode. Once it's a bishal, it's a bishal, finish. Either it's only half cooked, it's half raw. That's an opposite to the pestis. Half cooked is half raw. And now you make it fully cooked, right? So they all don't bother with the lungs of it. It's I feel, because the lungs and bishop not a bishop. That's all. Don't tell me it's changing the fact, I don't care. And this is not a bishop. But the Ramah, what are you telling me bishop not a bishop? It's raw! I wouldn't eat it. I'm not a bandit, I wouldn't eat it. I'm not bent with sword. So now I'm making your Achille. So raw cross call against the Ramah. That's the Mishnah Berurah itself on it. Down with you, Pavarsana. So who holds like the Ramah? Who would have to let the Rambam do what he said? He does. If you look at that same word, I held exactly like the Rambam. At the Velazi, he held like the Rambam. That wasn't told that you have Machabed Yusoy, you look at the Kol Sarko, see a Kaya, against Rambam Chosu. So we have to think he has to hold that way. Because if he holds, the Ace of Bishlak Rambam gives me, it's almost a change of the seers, a Kaya, and he says, official, the male of Bishlak Rambam is a change of the seers. And then it's the two times of Mishnah Berurah. You gotta stop now and, says that in days and days, explain the Mishnah, which says that the person is not permitted to take a tablet and put it into a pan or a pot, but he may put it into a cliché. So it tells me, also left on the maid after he was cliché, he would have turned it into a tablet. Because you can't tell that it's a contradictory to Yukim, you can't tell from our Mishnah. What's the difference? So Rashbam is a writer, he was Kikushen, Tatar Gova. And the Reed says, no, he was Kikushen. He's a writer from Gemon Zvokhan. Because I should have Lushabo, any of us should be Shabo, you're a talker, but you're a fair Kinayim. Tamad Loma, I should have Lushabo, you show it. Alma, the Evi Choshe Mavash. That's the Evi Choshe Mavash. This is the Reed's writer. So the country of Machlok is the Reed of Rashbam, or the Evi Kikushen, or Evi Kikushen. We shall be for a cure for a mile, we take time with the last time of the mile, Rabion, Omar, also, the youth, we wish it. The head of the Rabion and Hado, Echa Shabishabo, Echa Shayura, we fell for a sack. So you see, it's called Bish, the dog of Yosef, Havon, the Keras, Olea, Tavon, and Emmet Basha. The Keras is special then, very poor, and we'll ever eat it. I wouldn't call it Bish. Hey, she Rabbi Yosef, Babun, or Tiny United, the Klinikoshes, okay? And the law, the Klinikoshes was Shoah. If the name of the Klinikoshes was Bala, in other words, Klinikar is special, the Klinikoshes is typical. Jewish. Either the Hebrew, you made him a Vasha, it was low Bala, how about that? All of the Matha, the Hebrew, the Klinikoshes. So the readings are asking, Rishon, the Hebrew, the Klinikoshes. Now come the Tosfos, Kappa Marks. So it says, the Nero, the Hebrew, the Klinikoshes, the Klinikoshes, the Klinikoshes, the Klinikoshes, the Klinikoshes, the kind of the shmuel that I saw, Dabar, the tiny kabbashi, the case of the old, so for my God. When we call the rabbashi to make creep, but I'm also on tiny kabbashi, the shmuel, Chavis of Tzon, or Tzon, or Tzon, or Medea, before Chavis of Tzon, I don't make a Lefola, and then with Chavis of Tzon on Kolish, so it's on Medea. You see that it's only could they creep. Chay Mash Mishili of the Zohar, the Amar, Dabar, Rupa, Dabar, Yor, the Akkos, עד לגדן פה, מרצי קבולת על פוטו, נעבולה בניצוץ, פוטו בניצוץ, דיק וקלירישן, מה יש לבולה בניצוץ, זה כאילו בולה בניצוץ, גמור, פולה בניצוץ, שהוא איווי. הדבר הזה מבש על כדי קליפ. Alright, this is it. זה מבש על כדי קליפ. This is the, this is the compromise of the authority's court, and name of it in the time.
There's three shikas here. The Rashbam series is Rishani, and the Rishi series is Rishan, and Tolson makes a Pshaw series is in between. It's the Mavasha Kadekli. Chorah, there's a very good raya, the in between shikas and the Gemara is itself in Ayin Vav. That's Kadekli, but the foolish Gemara. What did it discuss? So, how are the Rishonim who differ with this Tolson, how are they get out of the Gemara and Ayin Vav? So, different ways. The Rashbam made a distinction to Bliya Vishn. Gemara is talking about Bliya, you're talking about Vishn. What kind of comparison to Bliya Vishn? As a matter of fact, this comparison is the whole Yisod of Tosfos. They're trying to prove in the Rishani such a comparison exists. If you look around in this doctrine, it doesn't exist, it's not true. But the Maskana said Gemara, there is no comparison between Vishn and Bliya. And therefore one can say that even though Iwa is not Bliya, but it's not a Rasha. So the Rashbam said that Iwa is Kishani, could be referring to Bishul only, the Gavai Hilchas Shabbos. The Gavai Hilchas Yoredei, as far as Bliya is concerned, you can see that Iwa does create a Bliya for their creature. This is pointed out by the Rambam Perush. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is dropping, Tadayeh, the very Gemara that tells us quotes. Over here, they're told to quote the Hefti Gemara. You look in the Rosh, you look in the Ram, they quote the Hefti, the other Hefti Gemara, which talks about Perush, about a Bliya below Bishul. It's even for the Hefti, it can't be Bliya without Bishul. This is what the Rashbam would do with the Gemara himself. I have the Ram explained on our doc. Of course, it's relevant not only to Yonim of Shabbos, but it can work the other way around, because of Bliya as well. For example, we know Klisheni and Mavash. It's Klisheni Bolei on it. Very well, very well, awful Masa to Kesharim, and the Shabbos, the most conscious. So don't put some tray for plate, or tray for food. So tray for food make a plate tray, or tray for plate make a food tray, etc., etc. So if it's a Klisheni, and Klisheni is not Mavash, and Bishop told him Bliya, so Klisheni is not Bolei either, so it's okay. If you say about a Klisheni, even though it's not a Vata, but it's Balea, then you're in trouble. So, it works both ways in Shiloh. The Bishul and Bliya go together and ask. But close to the Rishon.
What is
the Bishul and Bliya? That's correct. The Bechav has 2 days, they're there to the Kufay. Whether there's any Bliya and Klisheni or not. Some say 2 days, some say yes, some say no. Based on this. Whether Bishul and Bliya go together or don't go together. That's the Bishul and Bliya go together, then we should say that there's no Bliya, no Bliya and Klisheni. If they don't go together, then you can say there is Bliya and Klisheni. Alright, so the Machloka says, now the same Shadow is the Iwi in the Vashka of the Shabbos or not. We know that Iwi is Balea, so it's Tova or Tayyar in the Vashka. So if not, then it's not a Vashka. We are not, of course, in the Shabbos, but Iwi is the Vashka, at least in the Klippa. So this permits, if you want, to rely on Mekilim in Yoredeya. I mean, it's not a steer of Tzach. So you make it that there's no belief of the Klisheni. It's the most post-modern halacha that way. Chatchilas Rivachim, the Shas Tzach, you can simply make it that there's no belief of the Klisheni. 2 days from the Chabad, it's in the Kufet, in Yoredeya. How will the Re get out? The Re, all the Deer is Mavashal, totally. So how will he get out of the Gemara of Sokim? Which said that it's only exactly put. The answer is the Gemara Pesachim is talking there about a drip. In other cases, the Gemara Pesachim there. So it's not that they wrote for Acheres, drip, 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 drip. It's called the last, Iwish and Nipsaka Kilua. It's a kind of a drip when there's no steady stream. When it's on the bottom, it's the drop hits the bottom, it's not connected anymore to the top. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so happens in the Simon Shinu test. Iwi only matters to Iwi to treat his cleavishin when it's Iwi Shimonik as in the Saka Kibbutz. The mayor, the terrorist, the social scattering will come to write from the Shalom Ayyavah will be very simple. The one Ayyavah himself was talking about Iwi Shed the Saka Kibbutz, and it's only Kadek Kibbutz. But Iwi Shimonik is a Saka Kibbutz, the Vasa Bakulot. That's how the Iwi will get out of the Rai. So the Rai and Tosis are not compelling. You can say one way or the other. Alright?
Yeah. Well, the
possible
that
Yerushin
has got
to
love is
the Mashal. I haven't seen it. Mr. Brewer said it's not, and I haven't seen him on the argument.
He's quite good to see the Mashal.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, English Nipsakat Ruach is in Vash Kaklipa.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
According to the way you just said, it should.
That's right, good question. It is according to the Re. Right? In order to look out of the context of the Re is the one has to say that way. The Re holds that even the Vashel, the Kulo, in order to gather the Raya from Sakha Mayan God, will have to say that even the Nipsakat Ruach is in the Vashel, Kedek Kaklipa. However, if you hold that Iwi don't have a Vashel to say Kaklipa, period, then you're free to stay. But Iwi this is not my Vashel at all. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Sinan Shinyan's cast is called Nayan Dalit, says that a person pours, Chada says, also Litem Tavra Zikora, the Lara Kalayan the Klevishin, not a pour from hot water over a Klevishin, from a Klevishin on tablet, which is exactly the sack of our Tostis. The Mishnah Berurah called Nayan Dalit said, not the Tavra, name is Vashna, the cliche. The Kovat Amma Iwari is the Klevishin, Kaimah, the Mavashel, Kedei Klipa, but if this is a Gakilua, it would not be also B'diyevin. It's not clear, that's the question. May not be Matal of Hathil.
He doesn't talk about this
kind of place else. I don't know. This is the place where we wouldn't be able to talk about it. Also, Litek. You have to look up in the Elio Rabbah. I have one, I have to give a look. In other words, I'll give you an interesting question there. I brought him against the Mishnah Berurah. Through the cloud, Shinit Ches, very beginning, Sephalim, they talk about Yitzhak B'diyevet. The Vatam Shabbos, also Manu B'diyevet. Mishnah Berurah gives a very famous cloud, the very beginning of the Simon. That whenever there's any man done who's not here, so B'diyevet is what the Sephkot begs. The Choshe, Tzavet, Lukta B'zeh, Yadim B'chal Bishra Olam, or the Shamalachas, Eim Lezah B'diyevet. Why? Because what do you mean also with the but this guy did it, he wanted to make Kilim, I can call it Maisi Issa Maisi Shabbos. So the Farshim is a very good cash against the Mishnah Berurah. Hakat Mishnah Berurah here is Asering B'diyevet when you pour hot water on the tablet, but according to the Rashbam it's Hetagama. The Rashbam holds Klevishon, it's the Klesheni, we don't say the Mavashon, the Kerodim. So what's wrong? It's a very strong cash. I thought it was a cash. So they answer that the Mishnah Berurah holds this day as a day. It's the Das Rashbam as a sheep of Tchuyu. And even though it's in Sith Cotton Bay, so whenever there's a Machlaikas, we call it Kula, I thought it was a sheep of Ria, a sheep of Kubelas, so we don't wear Machlaikas against it. But the sheep of Rashbam, and even the Kushani, he labels the sheep of Tchuyu. What he suggests. No. The only list of the quarter over here is in Shinyat Ches. We close like that. Also, leave them top of the car, allows them to be wished. No one argues. Of course, there is a secondary argument whether it's the Vashel Kedei Klipa or the Vashel Bakulo, but that's irrelevant. That might not be meaning for us. It's also, But I'm saying it could be the following. When the Mishnah Berurah is not, the Irish one is the Kaki Luah. Maybe you're going to have to like Shai said at the edit. Why? Because quarterly we said now it comes out and it did depend upon Pastor Machalokas to read against the Rebbe Matan. In other words, the Rebbe Matan both say he reads the Vashem. The question is only how much. If you're going to read the Vashem, the Kula. If you hold like the Rebbe Matan, it's the Vashem that they cleave. That's the Machalokas. Now the question is how in the world will the Rebbe get out of the Raya from Sama Mayavar that it's only because they cleave. That was an outstanding question we had left. How did we answer? The distinction between Irish and Nisra Kiluah and Irish alone is Nisra Kiluah. So how will it come out? The Irish and Nisra Kiluah is Mavashel Bakula. So it will come out according to that. The Irish alone is Nisra Kiluah. Excuse me, Nisra Kiluah should be Asher. Right? Because if Mavashel is Nisra Kiluah, Shabbat is the Mashal is Asher. Right? So, La Lachal Amayis, it could be just, however, Kodim Ben Atam says that the, he was only Ravashah Kadei Klippah, that he can say it's Ravashah Kadei Klippah only like if he was Lord Nesach HaKiluah. Perhaps we're explaining the mind in Tzachim in that kind of a way. That's called by Irish Lord Nesach HaKiluah. If that's the case, Nesach HaKiluah maybe it's had to go. So it could be, it's very interesting, Mishnah Berurah has never said
that even you should this kilo of mud said if you feel the yam and us if you are there in the hell man shalom is a kilo it could be that this is a kilo is not about the khatila the quote the we would have to come out to be us that's all the time for the kasha so am I wrong why the mud the yam it's mud the yam you know why because they have to we can rely on it huh and the time is a sheet of the sheet of the kubela that's the main sheet of the halal that don't know that's what they clean even though it's so for the Yevet if you can rely on that sheet of the Gabi was the Gabi Nitzka Kibruch because before that sheet there's no need to say that Nitzka Kibruch is Mevasho Kidei Kli that could be the Kamon of the Mishnah Berurah we have to look at the sources of course an Eli Rabba and a toast to Shabbos I never saw my laptop on Shabbos it happens no which was worth it. The rabbi I got a hold of, the Tosafot Shabbos I still don't have. Look at the sources and see what it says there. What the Mishnah Berurah is driving at. I don't know. Okay. Well, on the night, as we said before, it's clear that that Iwi is also finished. How, what, where, but Iwi is certainly also. Okay. Now, it's a little bit unclear, though, exactly why you should be asking. When you pour hot water over the food, does it really cook it? Does it make it really cook? I mean, slow. I mean, just based on the laws of physics. You take some hot water, you pour that water over a chicken. Will that cook the chicken?
You pour a chicken, and then you boil some water into the chicken, and then boil it in the hot water,
like the chicken. I guess after a while. So it doesn't depend how long you pour. You pour for 20 minutes over in hot water. Well, see, that's the unique situation here. See, usually it's the pot, just let it stay in the pot forever. You just pour it. That's what they're for. So, I mean, what we pour for in our case? It's the Iwi is awesome. How long will you sit and pour that? Is that for half an hour pouring? How long did it take? Why is it even more troublesome? Because it says in the Gemara in Menachos Menzayin, we quoted last week, that the din of Machal ben Musoi, that we mentioned last week, that the sheer official for the salad of Machal ben Musoi, is only if you cook the entire food to Machal ben Musoi. So if you cook only the Tzad Echot to Machal ben Musoi, there's no kiyum. The Mishnah Berurah quote. In Shin Shinya Fest in the Shah Tzir, Siv Kotten Hay. Says, Achalika did the Hushka of the Gemara, the Akamacha Ben Jusoy, Bein Yit Behina, and Yishnei Tzad of Dafka. Okay? Yesh Vahayim, the Mashushka Ben Siv Tesh, the Mogan Avram, the Iri Vavasha, the Dei Klippa, the Hu Hashem, the Zachronim, the Akamacha Ben Jusoy, follow Rak the Tzad Echad. Why is it also to pour hot water over food? How long? How much will it cook? I would say, if you ask me, I would say it doesn't cook at all. No, if you do it in a push, take hot water, pour it for 3 minutes over a piece of chicken. I would say nothing gets cooked. But I would say, but all right, what can I do? Mishnah Berurah says, one second. Mishnah Berurah says, the Machal Ben Jusoy, fine, we'll let Machal Ben Jusoy. That's not enough. The only way for you to be chayav on Shabbos, if it's inside effort, it's a mishnah called sorgo. The hot water is a vassal called sorgo. That taxes the credibility. I mean, that's what they cut. So the mishnah brings the shayav in kasha. So the answer is, after the mishnah, the mikom akom misura de rabbona yesh. Avu dova chodesh v'tzorah kiyam v'chozeh. Maybe it's inside rabbona. Maybe Machal ben Jusoy, it's inside effort, it's inside rabbona. Maybe. But I mean, there's no source for it. Also, true, the Gemara Menachos said that it seems to say that it's awesome to leave the meat on the fire, even if it's going to be only reach Machal Ben Jusoy. But the great house, and that's only because you're afraid to leave it there for longer. There's a famous din, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Ches. If you doubt it, you can't even leave the pot for 2 minutes because you're afraid you may forget it there for an hour and get boiling hot. Based on the Gemara in our parents. But that could be easy to grab one. But by Iruy, Nachman Shadeh, it's only you forget. You're poor, what are you going to forget? You're controlling the situation. You're not leaving the thing and going away, turn back 5 minutes later, forget to come back an hour later. You hold it in your hand, Chachmat Shad, you're going to forget. So today the problematic, you know, the Mishnah Berurah sort of lies by Akasha, except to invent the new Yisker Abonah, of Malka ben Nisoy and Tzedek, which you don't find anywhere, the Feirus in the Gemara. This is a problem. Okay, I'm not sure what the solution is. The Egrei Tal has a solution, a radical solution. He said it's mutter. It's mutter to pour hot water over a chicken because it's only rash machabes and soy, and it's only great gluten. It's mutter. He said it now before. It's only like tava. What's tava? Well, tava is very, very big. Not only that, but he's a new chiddush. The tava is motzi tam. The new chiddush. Tava is spicy. The chayef of bishul ha-tam. This is very, very interesting. Chiddush. The chayef of bishul tam. Now, what is tam? Is it a solid or a liquid? Your physicist. Is tam a solid or a liquid? What is it? I'm very serious. What is tam? Huh? Or neither? What is tam? What does he mean? The vessel of tam. Where is it? How do you? Where, it's molecules. That come out. So what kind of molecules are they?
Chips.
Solid. Liquid. What is it? What is tam? What are you saying?
If it's not liquid, it's a different thing. It's not
fish,
it's
not being
exactly.
Solid.
So
it's solid.
It's not
anything in
itself.
So it's going to be solid. Yeah. We'll label time as solid. We'll say a new chiddush. There's a new halacha called fishal time. A new thing, fishal time. That means every time made it up.
So if you
sit
for a
fruit,
you soak it in water, and you
fish. So that's not fish. Now, that kind of time will come out. Just as well in cold water than hot water, that wouldn't be called bishul. But I guess bishul tam makes more tam come out. I'll tell you a secret. It's very possible, it's necessary to come onto that kiddush of the Egrei Tal. If you want to say that, make tears of it. We also make tears of it on Shabbos. Why? What's wrong making tea? Take a tea bag and pour hot water over. What's wrong? What are you cooking? The water was hot before. The tea? It's not well about you. Can't eat tea. You make it soft. Does it get soft in cold water too? I don't know that the heat is soft any more than hot water in cold water. So why can't you make tea? So some folks can say you're allowed to make tea on Shabbos. Why not? You're not doing anything wrong. What are you doing wrong? What are you doing? What are you cooking? The water is hot. The tea is not edible. It's not making any soft. So you should be allowed to heat hot water over tea. Why not? So the only reason is that you might say that it does is because of this new chiddush of the Egrei Tal called Bishul HaTam. Bishul HaTam, all right. But see, the tam comes out and then that gets cooked up. And this iron for the tam is treated as solid. And then with this tam, reaches Malka ben Nisoy, or when it becomes part of the tea and it becomes edible as a beverage. And then it's a bishul. But it's all chiddush. It's chiddush God of the whole. It's all idea of Bishul HaTam. Of course, you know, it's a little bit of a riot from this entire discussion over here of pouring hot water over top. I can't imagine it's the vassal cold sorghum or the vassal kulo, you know, there's only great people. So it's very difficult. I mean, I agree, it's sort of forced into the skittish, but it's still a skittish. Maybe it's some other terrace. Maybe you think of a different terrace, I don't know.
Why isn't your problem with
bishul tili? What is bishul tili? Bishul means you solve something and make it edible. So there's two differences in the bishul. Right? So I'm one iron valve, and you take tar, you melt it sufficient. Okay? Not making it edible, making it soft. I would have a lot of tea leaves. Of course, we'll get soggy. No question that the tea is going to get soggy. But now we're going to get any softer if they're not water and they aren't cold. We're going to do an experiment. I don't think it'll make a difference.
Is there anything
with
a tea bag, like a
strainer
or something?
The bowler. Not the nicer. In the bowler. There is no question about it. Then as far as the water is concerned, the water is hot. Of course, there's only one problem with this, other than the old overkill problem. How are you going to explain Bishul Tam HaMonim, which is the source of Bishul HaMishim? What happened there? Edible or wasn't, right? I assume most of them are going to die. They're not edible, right? I don't know much about things that are. Probably isn't this, we can assume it's inedible, no? So it became soft? Okay.
it's a suicide line, we can't talk.
It's
a suicide. I don't know what it's...
You mean
you live with it? Well, I don't know what it is with the salmon. They die. They extract die from kind of a root. The root comes off when they do that. Okay, good. That's constitutional now. Okay. But a tea leaf, it's hard to say it, no? Think about it. Maybe you can do an experiment. Why not? What the facts are, let's see.
So you mean, if you think about your time, you're in the you mean about your feelings or the very tablets or the most tablets?
No.
I
don't know, that doesn't mean anything. The Eglise Al said it. You're higher than Rasha Tat.
You
can't be a higher than Tilly, because the Tilly is the only kind of Rasha, not called Sarko, and it's only Tat Ephel.
I mean, the Tat is double.
Kalifa. Kalifa is as thin as possible. Tilly is as thick as a finger. Kalifa is as thin as possible. Peelable surface. Okay? You take a tablet, the tablet is not a gemara. You don't need a tablet yet now. They ground it up before it's more about, you know, a spice shell. Tablet then meant what's the root? No. The roots which they would put into the food it would cook up. Step one point out. Marsh, the tablet is a little bit cliche. Right? And we'll see later, it's a possible map. It's cliche. They say we should be map for our tablet. What does it mean, our tablet or their tablet? Their tablet is not tally of issue. It's not easy to be cooked because it was thick. Our topics are already pre-ground and very easily cooked. But the Shmir Shabbat is still comfortable from Shlomo Zalman. Our topics are different than their topics. Topics are not a good one, you use thick roots. Different story. Okay, so these are problems. I'm not 100% sure what the solutions are to this problem. But think about it. If you have a solution, let me know. Okay, this is as far as Bishul is concerned. Now, there is another question. Yeah. Every town on the spot. Melachos Ofer. Where is it? Melachos Ofer. I'll tell you in a minute. Every town. Fine. There's an interesting question over here, which is quoted in Yoredei and in Arachayim, about Dava Gush. What does Dava Gush mean? You take a salad, and you put it on a pot, on a plate. Put it on a plate. Is that a cool cliche or not? What's the svar this way? What's the svar that way? Because Tulsa is a kasha, but this is a cliche and cliche. What's the difference? How does Tulsa go? What's the difference? Tulsa is kasha, not men of the day. Men of the Bay, the Gemara says, Shema Milach Kishenei Mevash. Tulsa, Men of the Bay, Dibur Ramah Kudushma, says, Tema, Maishma Kishenei Kivishu. He has the letters for the Kishenei Nami. He has the letters for the Kivishu Nami. And the Mevash. What's the difference? Beish Loma, Beish Kivishu, Beish Tol Shaman Allah Ur, Tol 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 I'm a cliche, I'm a guy, he has a letter for mutter. Why? She ain't of no subhani, the whole of them is kara. It gets colder. We know it gets colder. I have a question. What do you mean? You need to find out makara to make it higher? Or do you need to find out makara to make it puff? Sounds like a ludicrous makiri. No, but it's very big nafkamina. Double gush. What do you mean? Liquid assume the form of their receptacle, the pot, pear, whatever there is. The matter is, there's a lot of exposure to the surface, and therefore if the surface is hot, it heats it, and the surface is cold, it cools it. Solid, like a piece of meat, doesn't assume any shape, it stays there. So therefore, I would say, well, doesn't have spinals from carnivores, because the spinals attack are cold. On the other hand, doesn't have spinals from carnivores either, because it doesn't really touch the spinals from carnivores. So is there easier, is it also is it mutter? So this question is first raised in your day. I don't know, your day I didn't look Tarubas, but the Macholah did. It's in a coupe, the famous sheet is Marshal. Marshal Paskin, the Chumr. The double gush is Judas Pirishi. Not me, the Fippus Kashas. The Fippus Kashas. It's the famous Chumr, the Marshal. The Mogan Avraham assumes that the same way as the Marshal did not make the Fippus Kashas, You mark it for Shabbos as well. And as Mr. Brewer calls the Hakila, you shouldn't put any uncooked food on top of a piece of meat, which is taken from the pot and put on your plate. You don't need it as a Kusheni, because the area of the Gush is Mavash. Chavaz Das, the Sivas, argues vehemently. In Simon Kopei, and then again in Simon Sari Beis, in Kod Chavzayin, he says it's wrong. That the only time the Mashal never said anything about the Chavzayin. That's true. Mashal didn't speak anything about the Chavzayin. The Mogan Avraham took the Mashal and applied it to the Chavzayin. He says that's a grave mistake. That's not true. And he brings riots back and forth. Again, the old question goes back to what we saw at the beginning of this year. It's Bishop Leo Homo Italian. Because his Mashal says Bishop, that Klisheni is double Bishop of Klisheni is Bolea. And if Joe Bishop and Bolea go together, so then it should be Mivatsal too. Correct? But the Chavaz Das proves at length that the Gabbard is not Homo Italian. No one would ever say it. It's a long, long shmooze there. Based on all Sugi Masech of Tzachamai involved, it's Law Gova, Tantor Gova, and the Klippa. Not for now. It's a very interesting discussion. You want to look it up there in the Chavaz Das. It's very fascinating. Okay. This is the question of Dovah Gush. Now, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it on a fire. Put it on the water on top of the fire.
What would be
the vashal? Oh. Sleep. There's no water. Sleep, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm sorry? It's not the chanos, not the karos, it's neither. It's in between. That's the old quest, the old in between, you know. What do you do with the in between? Oh, of course. It's not the lettuce, but then everything's what. And even Klee Rishon wouldn't make a bit more the rope possible. So that's not a problem. Yeah? Okay. There's one interesting point of this Tosfos. Tosfos Darius, Iwi is not the Rishon Mamish. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah left out. The Gemara says, the Iwi, the Rishon, what's it? Ma, Kibola Tapoto, Tosfos Pon left five narrow lines here. I'm going to read them in days. Ma, Bola Vinitoto, Tapoto Vinitoto. The Iwi, the Rishon, Ma, Iwi, the Bola Vinitoto. I feel the Bola Vinitoto, Bola Vinitoto. Show Iwi. Real winner. You know, when he says Hashem Yoreh, it's real serious. I was very, very, very powerful question. In other words, how can Tosfos compare this case over here to a regular case of Iwi? Usually you're pouring hot on top. Then the question is hot on top, cold on the bottom, the log over, the thog over, the makeaway bulb. But here pouring hot on hot, Tosfos should agree. Everyone should say that Iwi is Mavasha Bespekulo. So the lush of the Gemara of my bowl over the Tosfos, our fault over the Tosfos, our crop was not Dapka. Because even if it was Bola be Chol Mamish, it should be come out here for the Nitzotz, if the Nitzotz are falling on a hot pot, not on a cold pot. This is the Mickey Vegas cash. And you've lunched there? I'm showing you an arena. So I once had a whole complicated mahalach to solve this problem, but I'll spare you that mahalach, because I saw this here, the cycler, he's a very Balabarish parent. He says that he thinks Prussian, that even though it's Cham or Gabe Cham, but it's falls off. But when you take the water, which is spritzing, it's spritzing from the pot proper on the lid of the pot. It just hits, bounces, and bounces right off. Even though it's not Malgabe Kam, it cannot cook any more than a regular Iwi. Because the reason why we say Kama Tol Kam is better, or solution is better, it sits there, stands there. Here's going to bounce right off, so the fact that the bottom is Kam wouldn't make that much of a difference. No. I don't like it that much, but I have no better chance. Yeah? One car? He's trying to spend time with Tosin.
Yes,
yeah. So Tosin makes it. Yeah, but the Namazika is going to fall right off. He's going to bounce off. So he suggests, you give a look and see what he says. I'm not saying it's the greatest shot, but the Chora, how long is the same shot with Tosin? I don't know. Okay. Fine. What about Saul? 2 days here in the Gemara, and then announced it. Then basically, Tosus concludes our math for Tobol of Broch. This is fine as in Igris Moshe, Tosus is a math for Tobol of Broch, and a person who doesn't take the Saul, doesn't put it in a Klebisha, shall all come your age, is Tobol of Broch. Shouldn't put it in the shame anymore, says they're not sure whether the salt cooks very easily or salt is very difficult to cook. I was not sure about that. Regarding salt, our salt is all cooked, by the way, a lot of the rice. American salt is all pre cooked, you have no problem. But salt should not cook, should avoid putting any kli as long as it's got the lettuce on it. Alright. Fine. Now, according to the day, it holds that salt is not easily cooked, right? So the Gemara is still employed. You can take the salt and put it even into a division. Shalom gabi oish. It's hard to cook, so it's all solid in the sea, so it's hard to cook. What about other mahal? Other foods? Doesn't say anything about the Gemara, there's what there was in the No such Gemara. We only have a Gemara, we have three Gemaras in the shape. We have Mahi, right, that's the Rosh Gemara on the Beit Menachem. You have Tavla the Mutter, that's the Mishnah. And you have Shemin the Mutter, that's the Gemara Memon and Beit, that we read before. Three things we know for a fact about Mayim, Shemin, and Tavla. Anything else is no Gemara. It's not go one way, it's not go the other way. I would say the Gemara is Mutter. One is the Shemin and Vashel. Alright, so make it a couple of problems. The Talmud has a problem. Which is going to cause us problems. Their problem is our problem. That toast over here on Alam HaTestament Allah. Alright? Alam HaTestament Allah says,